In Utah, there are more than 15,000 confirmed homeless school-age kids. But as KUER's Lee Hale reports, many of these young people don't ask for the help they need because they don't see themselves as homeless.
Dustin Drage is a 17-year-old senior at Innovations High School in Salt Lake City, working towards graduation. And in the last 2 years, he's made some major changes to improve his life and help him get on the right track. He switched schools, he started working part-time, and he ran away from home.
Okay, you start.
Oh, why do I gotta start?
Because this is about you, not me.
The story of Dustin Drage can't be told without Michelle Jones, a math teacher who used to teach Drage at Cypress High School in Magna, west of Salt Lake.
Went to math class, and then I saw Miss Jones, and she helped me with math, and was a pretty cool teacher.
So I'll elaborate on that.
Jones remembers Drage as a typical brooding teenager. Liked to doodle, had friends.
He was in class most days. It wasn't something that I kind of got a red flag from for a teacher.
The two of them developed this rapport, and Drage would often hang out in Jones's classroom during lunch. But what Jones didn't know was that Drage's home life was unstable and at times dangerous. Growing up, Drage's family moved from place to place, often staying at motels for large chunks of time. His parents were drug addicts and alcoholics, so he says he'd have to fend for himself, cook for himself, get himself to school. His parents were also unpredictable, often lashing out at Drage both verbally and physically.
Eventually, I just started questioning, like, maybe this isn't how parents normally act, and maybe I'm just the outlier. So I eventually just thought, like, I'm tired of dealing with this. I'm not going to deal with this anymore.
Tell me about the first time that you really trusted Michelle with what was happening at home.
He didn't.
I don't think I'd talked to her about it for a while.
It wasn't until Drage's girlfriend at the time, her name is Evelyn, encouraged him to open up to Jones.
Evelyn literally pushed you forward and said, tell Mrs. Jones.
It was uncomfortable, but he opened up.
I just said my parents are being awful and I need to stay at like my brother's house.
He said my dad is throwing beer bottles at my head.
By this time, Jones knew Drage was struggling, but she had no idea how bad it was. Then, a few months later, the last day of school of Drage's sophomore year, everything blew up. His dad came home that night very upset and immediately started fighting with Drage. He says his dad smashed his head against the wall. The teen fought for his life, punching frantically. After they were both bloodied and bruised, Drage called the cops and ended up at a hospital with his parents.
And I, like, didn't know where to go from there. Like, I didn't feel like maybe I shouldn't go home or something like that. So I just told Michelle that I needed her help and then I needed her to come get me.
Drage says he didn't know who else to call. Jones came with her husband. The two of them spoke with his parents, the cops, a social worker. Jones was astonished that there was no plan for Drage. All he was told was that he couldn't be under the same roof as his father because of a restraining order.
So Dustin's left with a fractured clavicle and no place to go.
And so began Drage's summer. He moved in with his older brother for a bit, but that was a bad situation for the same reasons, addiction and abuse. The Joneses helped him connect with a group of their friends, and he started couch surfing. He got work at a restaurant and filed for emancipation, basically like a minor divorcing their parents. Jones helped him through the process and drove him to the hearing. The judge didn't need much convincing. Eventually, Drage started getting assistance from Salt Lake School District too. Like most students in his shoes, Drage didn't see himself as qualifying for any special assistance.
A homeless student doesn't often call themselves homeless, right?
Right, absolutely. And they oftentimes think they're going to get in trouble or we're going to call the authorities because they don't live with their parents. So they try to stay on the kind of underground.
Mike Harmon is the homeless liaison for the Salt Lake School District. His job is to find students. There are more than 800 in the district like Drage. And he uses federal funding to help them. Under a law called the McKinney-Vento Act, any student who is struggling with finding a consistent place to live qualifies for services.
Anything that's school-related, so clothing, if you need transportation assistance, if you need school supplies, personal hygiene items.
But Drage was realizing there was something he needed that was beyond that scope.
I just needed parental-type figures in my life.
He wanted somebody to keep him on track for his grades. He wanted somebody who was doing that parental, where are you at tonight? Is your homework done? Are you doing what you need to do?
Jones says, how does someone say no to that? So Drage moved in with her and her family. Now, here's the point where we need to ask a question. What would have happened to Drage if he hadn't gotten that nudge from his girlfriend during his sophomore year? What if he hadn't confided in his math teacher? What if he, like many teenagers, had just kept to himself? Well, Drage has some ideas. He says there's a chance he could have figured it out on his own. Or he thinks he would have slipped up.
Let my depression take over completely and just, like, become a heroin addict or something on the streets and just give up.
When Drage says that, it's not hyperbole. He's simply describing what he's seen happen to his own friends and family. Drage says there's another reason it was hard for him to ask for help. He says growing up in an abusive household, you don't feel deserving of help.
Basically, just tell yourself, like, I'm not worth anything, so no one's going to help me. I'm not worth the help.
And through this whole ordeal, Drage told Jones something over and over again.
It just shows the kind of person he is. He's like, how am I going to pay you back? How am I going to pay you back? I'm like, you don't need to pay me back.
Eventually, she came up with a good response.
So what I started saying was, and this is true, and it's still true, he's going to pay me back by graduating.
And having this kind of person in Drage's life is all but guaranteeing that he will. Lee Hale, KUER News.